Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes. Bring it up on the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Tanu Rabbanan. Asar Shulchanos Aso Shlomo. There are 10 tables that Shlomo HaMelech made. V'lo Hayom Esadin Ela Al Shel Moshe. But the Kohanim set them up. Lechem upon them only on the table of Moshe. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'es Shulchan Asher Alav. Lechem Apanim Zahav, right, the Pasuk in Melachim, and the table that which was set up to Lechem Apanim. Why are you saying a Lashon Yachid? Because that was there, this is Rashi, Lashon Yachid, and that was one who said in Moshe. Esa Menoris Asa Shlomo, V'lohi Madlikin Ela B'Shal Moshe, Shenemar, Menoris HaZahav, V'Neriseha, Levaer Ba'erev, a golden menorah and its lamps to kindle in the evening. And also over there, it is a Lashon Yachid. That is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Rabbi Eliyahu, Rabbi Elazar, and Shmuel Omer Al Kulam Ayim Misadre. Know that put Lechem upon them on every one of them. Rashi says Pa'amim Bazeh, Pa'amim Bazeh. Not that they have more than one sets, you know, once, you know, then not more than one idea of Lechem upon them, but they had whatever one they put. Shenemar is a pasuk that says Divrei Yamim Es Shulchanos V'Alim Lechem upon them. V'Kulam Ayim Adliken Shenemar Es Menoros V'Neir Seim Levarim Kemishpat. Lefnei had Devir Zahav Sagor. Right, same idea with the menorah that they get to choose which one they did it with. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lohi, Masadrin, Ela, Al Shel Moshe. No, only a Moshe. Elamani, Mekayim, Mesa Shulchanos, Aleim. Ba'aleim lechem upon them. How do you do with the plural? With when the pasuk about plural, elu shlosha shulchanos shayu b'mikdash. These are the three tables that were in the mikdash. Shnayim shayu b'ulam, two that were in the ulam mibifnim al pesach habayis, next to the doorway, right there, put at the back of the of that in the, of the ulam next to the hichal. Pesach habayis and echad shel kesef, echad shel zav. One of them was silver, one of them were gold. Al shel kesef nosin lechem apanim b'knisa. So the Kohen who put the lechem apanim on the silver one when he came in. When you have the new lechem apanim coming to do the switch over there, they would put it down over there. Al shel zav b'tziyaso, and the old lechem apanim on the way out, they would go and put that on the gold table. So therefore, they would go from the silver to the gold and then back to the gold. Shemayim l'makodesh will read them because you come up in Kedusha and you don't go down in Kedusha. Oh, Echad Shazav Bifnim, Shalav Lechem Apanim Tamid, one of gold inside, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's, that they had Lechem Apanim all the time. And when it says the tables, it's talking about not those of Shlomo Melech, but to those of Moshe and the Lechem Apanim that were, you know, switched from what's next. I mean, all on the Emoridin. How do we know that my little colors the Emoridin? How do you know that you don't go down? Amar Rebbe D'Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vayakim Moshe es Hamishkan, Vayitin es Adonav, Vayasam es Kroshav, Vayitin es Bichav, Vayakim es Amudav. We know in the Ma'ilim, where do we know that Kedusha you go up? So over there we see that Moshe raised up and he put it in its sockets and its beams and its bars and he raised it up. Right? So we see that, we see Midrash is Midrash of a Sefer Dekrab, Aloshan Hakama, Da'afila, B'tzachos, Saloshan. Lohurid Shmamina in Moridin. It goes up in terms of Lashonos. It's going up, 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 up. So you see, you're not Moridin, but we know the Maile. How do you hear Maile? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Amar Korach, because the pasuk says by those who followed Korach when they were bringing the Ketores, so for Hashem, Es Machtos Lachatoya Ma'ila Benav Shosam, but also some Rikui Pachim, Tzipur Lamizbech, Yekrivu Lefnei Hashem. Batchila, in the beginning, Tashmi, Shem Mizbeach, these shovels were accessories to the Mizbeach, V'ashav Gufa Shem Mizbeach, but now they're part of the Mizbeach itself. We see that the shovels were elevated in their Kedusha, and also with all Kadosh things. Okay, okay, okay. And also we see it when it comes to the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu broke. Asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. It says that the first luchos that you broke and are placed in the aron. Tani Rabbi Yosef, malamech haluchos v'shivri luchos menachem aron. It teaches that both the luchos and the shivri luchos are put into the aron. Even though they're broken, you don't go down. You put it into the mizbeach, into the aron. Mikan l'tamal chacham sheshachach talmudo machmas onso. From here, we see that talmud chacham forgets his learning because of ones. I mean, obviously, they didn't, either got sick or something happened. It was hard for him. His parnasa and challenges and all that kind of stuff. which is, wow, amazing. Shein Nogan Bo Minag Bizayon, that we don't go ahead and act towards him in a way of Bizayon. Simon, Bitel Sarach V'Shachach, Amar Reish Lakish, Zakt Reish Lakish, Pe'amim, there are times, Beep turned the page, 77 from the base, Shabitula Shel Torah Zer Yisuda, that is being Mevatel Torah, is actually being Miyase Torah, is actually establishing Torah. Says Rashi, top of the page, Shabitula Shel Torah, I don't remember if I beeped it, right? Beep, 77 from the base, I think I did. Shabitula Shel Torah, Kigon Shemavatel Torah, Lotzos Ameis, Lechnos Eskala, Yom Mavatatoy, you don't learn in order to go bury a dead body or to marry off a kala. This is the yisoda. This is foundationalizing it. This is building it. Klomar mekabel schar, you get schar. Kili yoshev miyasta ve'osigba. It's like you're sitting in the shagging and learning it and dealing with it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Asher shibarta. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you broke the luchos. Shkoyach that you broke it. V'lo amar le'belashon kaas. He didn't say it in the lashon of anger. Shema mina, we see his schema. He's masking das hashchina. Kishabitel Torah, when he was Mavato the Torah, but he actually Vishivron and actually broke it, came into the Skavan Latova, since the Kavana was for good. As we see now, the Gemara says, Dechsev Asher Shibarta, Amar LaKodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Yishar Kochach Asher Shibarta, Shkoyach, that you broke the Luchos. And by the way, you see from here that either Hashem or Moshe Rabbeinu or Ashkenaz, because if it was Sephardim, then it would have said, Hazaku Baruch, but here it says, Shkoyach, Shkoyach. All right, a little Muslim did Chusa. Later. If he did an Avera, you do not go ahead and embarrass him publicly. Don't embarrass him publicly. Why is that? Shenemar is supposed to say, you will stumble by day, and also the prophet is with you, will stumble by night. The teaching of the, you have to conceal this the sin of the Navi like night. The Amar Ishlakish says, Kol Meshakeach, Davar Echad Mitalmudo over Belav. Anyone who forgets something from his learning, even one word, Davar Echad from his learning, is over Elav. Shenemar Zaposik says, Yishamar Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Me'od Pen Tishkach Hasadavarim. Be careful not to forget these things, meaning the things that you learned at Har Sinai. Okay, the Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi, Damar Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eloi, Kol Makom Shenemar Yishamar Pen Ba'al, wherever you have a plate, whenever you have a Lashon of Yishamar Pen or Ba'al, this is Gemara we've seen in many places, Zvachim, Makos, Sota, Ervin, Shavuos, number of places in each one of these, Eino ela losase. It's a losase. Ravina Amar Yishamar Pen Shnei Lavininu. Yishamar Pen are two lavins. So somebody forgets his Torah learning, it's really over two, because it says Yishamar and Pen. Right? It's over two things. Nachmitzak Amar Bishlosh Lavin. Someone forgets his Torah learning is over on three. Shenemar Yishamar Lecho Ushmar Nafshama Oud Pen Tishkachis Hadvarim. And you have the word Yishamar Ushmor. That's two, and pen is a third. Yachal afila machmas onsa. You would think that even if someone forgot his learning because of onus, he's still over this iser. Like, I don't care how you forgot it. The bottom line is you forgot it. Therefore, you're over, and you got a problem. This is actually a Mishnah Perkei Avos, this week's Mishnayos, Perkei Gimel. Yachal afila machmas onsa. Tamid lomer pen yisur milvavcha. Lest you remove it from your heart. B'misarim miliba kasam adaber. It's only talking about somebody who actively removes it from his heart that it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Ani Amar, Yachal Afilu Takva Lav Mishnah Asa. You would think that maybe even he forgot it because his learning overwhelmed him, therefore he's going to be over. In other words, he's not able to handle it. It's too much. It's a difficult thing. And now Rashi says, Shalom Yachal Ami to Girsah, so he's not able to get it. Oh, so you're over it, Tamilom Arak, only. I mean, only is excluding from this Isser one who is not able to go ahead to remember what he learned. It's not up to you. It's not your problem if you can't remember it. Torah nitna barbaim. The Torah is given in 40 days. When the Shmama notzar barbaim, the soul is created, it was conceived. You know, it's 40 days of conception. Says Rashi, Tzuras of Vlad, Labram Yom, Mesechus Nida, Daf Lamed. Call him Mishamer Torah, Nishmas Mishamer. Anyone who safeguards his Torah is his soul is safeguarded. Chol Shein Mishamer, Mishamer is the Torah, Ein Nishmas Mishamer. Anyone who doesn't, his soul is not protected. Tani Devei Rabbi Yishma, El Mashal Adam Shemasat Tzipor Dror Lavdol. There's a mashal, a person who gave a Tzipor Dror, a small little bird, to his servant to guard it. Amar, he said, Kimiduma Ata Sheimata Me'abda. Shani no tel memcha iser b'damea nishmascha ani no tel memcha. You imagine that if you cause it to be lost, I'm going to take from you only a small coin, like an iser, you know, the amount of the value. But really, your soul, I'm going to take from you. It's not just like, okay, if you don't protect the bird, you know, then the bird has a certain value. It's priceless. And so too, in the neshama, it's priceless. You mess with it, oh, you're causing some big problems here. Zok the next halakha mishnah. Shnei shulchanos hayu be'ulam. Back to the lechem panim. He said there's two shulchanos in the ulam, the antechamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Mibifnim, apesach habayis, by the entranceway. Like we saw already, we discussed this. Echad shel shayis, echad shel zav, one was made of marble, one out of gold. Al shel shayis, no shel lechem apana b'chinesasa, he put it down when he walked in. Val shel zav, b'chinesasa, he put it down when he's coming out. Shemayim b'kodesh shel meridim. Echad shel zav, mibifnim, shalav lechem apana b'tamin, there's one inside of gold, that's lechem apana was put in. The new one came in, and the old one was, that's where it was put, that's where it was sat. V'arba, kohanim b'chlasim, four kohanim would go in, shnayim b'yadam, shnei starim, two had in their hands two stacks of bread. Two had two spoons filled with lavona, frankincense. And the four other kohanim would come in front of them. Two that took the two stacks of the bread that were there. Those who brought the new bread and the spoons in would stand by the north of the table with their faces towards the south. The one removing it with the bread and the spoons would stand to the south with their faces towards the north. It's like a swift move over there. The Kohen would pull the previous ones out. They don't want to put them in. A nice little swap there. And the tefach, the handbreadth of this one, takes the place of the handbreadth of the other. Yeah, Shenem the pasuk says lefanai tamid. You should have lechem apanim in front of me, always and always. Rabbi Yossi Omer afilu elu notlin veelu manich. And even if these kohanim completely remove the bread from the table, and these and the other one, the new ones, would only then place the new ones afi yisa tamid. That's also considered like it's tamid. Rashi explains that after achar shesilka afzeh how you tamid. That's considered tamid. The time of first time of a Gemara, the ain't tamid elish lo yolin shulchan laila echad below lechem. It just means that one night shouldn't go without it. It doesn't have to be every second. Yatsu, there we go, and they leave. And I saw a shulchan azav shayib ulam. They're going to put in the gold table that was in the ulam. Hiktira abzichin, they burned the spoons with the frankincense of Mizbech, for chalos miskalkos la kohanim. They were given that to the kohanim, they would eat them. Chal yom hakip yom kippurim liyos, but Shabbos of Yom Kippur, I see the kohanim's wife there, never had to make him lunch, right? If Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, therefore, they're not able to eat the bread on that day. A chalos mischalkos la'erev. They're given out in the evening time. You can't do it to the next day because of lina, but at the evening time. Chalios ba'erev Shabbos. What happens if an erev Shabbos? Sorry, shel Yom Kippurim nechal la'erev. So if Yom Kippur fell out on Friday, then the goat of Yom Kippur is eaten that evening on Friday night. If Yom Kippur fell out on Friday, right? So then what happened is, then the Yom Kippur thing is eaten at night, on Friday night. The ha bavliyim ochel masokishu chai, the Babylonians eat it raw, b'pnei shedaitan yafeh. Rashi says, what are we talking about here? Sa'ir, it shall musaf shu chatas, v'usayir anase b'chutz, v'nechal l'kohanim, nechal l'erev, b'leil l'shabbos, so see it on the Shabbos, you know, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. The Babylonian with the Kohanim ochlem oso chai, kishachal yom ha-kippurim be'erev Shabbos, they would eat it raw. And as the Mishnah said, because daitan yafe, like, they don't mind. It's not something which, you know, not like an istinus over here. They're fine. Okay, Tanya, when the Tanabai Sabi Yosef, I feel a silik as the Yishana Shachos, even if he removes the old bread in the morning, and Vesidus Chadasha Arvis, he puts in the evening, in Bekachlum, there's no problem. It's empty every second. Elamani, Mekai, and Lafani Tamit, Shalom Yolin, Shulchan Belechem, they shouldn't sleep without any bread. Amar Rabbi Yami, Midvar, Shabbi Yossi, Nelmada, Filo, Lo Shana, Adam, Elaperk, Echad, Shachos, Perk, Echad, Arvis, and even if a person staged one chapter in the morning of the Torah and one in the afternoon, Kiyam Mitzvah, Lo Yomosh, Sefer HaTorah, Zan, Picha, Yiz, Mekayim, the Pasuk which says that you should not remove the Torah from your mouth day or night. It's called, like, he learned Tamid, which is a pretty amazing shtickle Toyota over there. All right, this is a pasuk which is found in Yoshua. Lo yom ha-shifra Torah zem mipicha v'gisa v'yom v'layla. So you do a little bit. Amar Yochan Mishup. That Gemara is somewhere else also. Ay, 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 ay. Let's see. Huff. Yeah, Megillah. Good morning, Megillah. Okay. Right. Emikaklum. Here we are. You're Mikhaim that pasuk. All right. Here we go. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Bar Yochai nimshach lo shnecha. Afil lo kari adam ela kriya shema shachas harvis kiim lo yomosh. Even just saying shema, you're Mikhaim the mitzvah. V'davar zeh aser lo amro b'fnei amiraris. But you can't say this in front of amiratzim. Then they're going to say, oh, look at that, we said Shema, that's all you have to do, oh, and they're not going to be Margo, their children, the Talmud Torah. I think a lot of people say over this halacha, they say, oh, you see, you can do Shema, and they don't realize the next part, do not say this in front of Amaris. V'rava Amar, mitzvah Amar v'fnei Amaris. This is no, the opposite, it's a mitzvah to say in front of Amaris. So on the bottom of Uncle Art, a lot of different pshatim of how to explain why that is. I personally resonate with the Marsha, resonates with me. He says the reason is because, why would you say this time Amaris? Dafka do say it, because then they're going to be more stringent when it comes to Shema. When they're saying Shema, they'll have a lot of kavanah, realizing the fact that they're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. And it's only one, it's two mitzvahs, because it's the mitzvah of Shema and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore they're going to be more careful. That other mefarshim go and explain, oh, they're going to learn from the Talmud Chacham, how great they are, and they're going to do more. Okay, fine, two different sides over here. Sha'al ben Dama ben Achoso shel Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Dama, the son of Rabbi Shmuel's sister, who is known as his nephew, once asked the following. Kigon ani shalamadati kol haTorah kula. You know, let's say someone like me. Okay? Kigon ani shalamadati kol haTorah kula. I learned everything. Ma'alumud chachmas yuvanis. What's it then with reference to learning chachmas yuvanis? Of learning Greek wisdom. We saw earlier in the Masechta that Rashi explains chachmas yuvanis as a way that you would communicate through different gestures, and the only like certain very chashuv people, and even in the Greek culture, understood it. Kara alav amikra zeh, and he read him the following pasuk. Rashi says, "Lo yom sefer Torah zeh mipicha v'agisa bo yomam v'loyla. Say ubedok shah she'en alo min hayom v'lo min alayla. Go find a time which is not day and which is not night, and which Rashi says doesn't exist." And then ulamod ba chachmas yuvanis, and then you can go and you can learn the wisdom of yuvanis. Upliga the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini, and this din is really argues of Shmuel Nachmeini. Damer Shmuel Nachmeini, Rabbi Yehuda's son, pasuk zeh einu lo chova velo lo mitzvah velo ela bracha. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah, it's just a bracha. Ra kadosh brachas Yoshua. Shadivri Torah Chavivim Labi Yosef, Shenemar, Mishar Se Yosh, Yoshua Ben Nun, Nar, Lo Yomish Mitoch HaOil, Amalakonish Baruch Yoshua, Kol Kach, Chavivim Alecha, Divri Torah, Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zeh, Mipicha. Right, so this is not a Chiyav, this is just a Bracha. The words should not depart from you, that Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zeh, Mipicha, because of how much you know you're putting into it. It's beautiful. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah Lo Yalecha Chova. The words of Torah should not be on you like a chiyuv. You shouldn't consider this to be like some sort of like a monetary chiyuv which can be repaid like with a certain amount of money. Rashi says, "Kadam sheish lo chov, Omer Masaya Pereno. When can I pay for you? Pater, I'll be pater for mekach. Lo yomer adam eshne perik echad be pater she iavshar she yata reshai liftar atzchol mehen. Because you can't get yourself right. It says Gemara, she yata reshai liftar atzchol mehen. You're not able to free yourself from the heiligish steiging of Torah. Omer cheski, amay dirse. What does it mean when it says the pasuk va'af hasischa mepi tsar rachav lo mitz lo mutz Sak tachteha, the pasuk in Eov, it's talking about Gehenim. What you're going to see is narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. And he has even enticed you from a narrow entrance, a broad place without a constriction at its bottom. Bo reisha lo kimin etzakodesh baruch hu, midas basav adam. Come and see how not like the way of Hashem is the way of humans. Midas basav adam, or the meses chaveru midarchei chayim. They entice the person away from those of life towards the ways of death. The flip, entice the person, come, shtayk Torah, and save yourself from Gehenim. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lomo Torah, he's Messiah. Haste is a person to go ahead and to learn in order to save him from Gehenna. Mishnah Berurah is a pasuk, and he's enticed you from a narrow entrance. What's that talking about? Migehenim shepia tsar she ashana tsavor, that its smoke will gather, or its entrance is tsar, its smoke will gather. Beep, turn the page. Kufam alaf besocha is gathered inside of it. Its opening is narrow to prevent the smoke of the fire from getting out, that the wicked will be punished with the smoke. And not only the smoke, but also not only the fire, but the smoke and the fire. Vishema Tomer Kishim Shapia Tsar Kach Kula Tsar, just like its mouth is tsar, its entrance way, so to the whole thing is. Tamar Lomar Hemi Kirchiv. No, he deepened it and he widened it. Shema Shema Tomer Lamelech Lohuchna, and you shouldn't come to say that, maybe you'll come to say that it was not prepared for the king, in other words, for Tamar Chacham, for a Torah scholar who stopped learning. Rashi says, La Talmud Shapir Shemina Torah Lohuchna Gehenim Shaloye Nidon Ba. Melech heard the Talmud Chacham to say, "Be Melachim Yimluchu." Right, so he's called the Talmud Chacham. He's called the Melech. Talmud Lomar Gan Hila Melechuchan. It was ready even for the king. Right, you think that this guy, you can assume that a Talmud Chacham's stopping of steiging will not end up in the punishment of Gehenim. Nice try. He's also going to be there. Rishama Tomer Ein Ba'Esir. We're going to say, "Oh, there's no wood there. It's not so much. It's not going to be a long time." Tam lomer midurasa eish ve'etsam harbe. Don't worry, it's got a lot of fire and wood. Shama tomer zehu schara. Unless you say that, this alone is a reward for steiging, that the Tam lachach will be saved from the judgment of Gehenim. But he's not going to have another reward. Rashi shel Torah shematzelus megehenim. Aval schar acher ein lo, everything else. Talmud lomer v'nachas shulchanecha malei deshen. Your table will be laid with rich food. Said Olam Haba. So the one who's stagnant in learning, not only will he be saved from Gehenna, but also he's going to end up having tremendous schar as well. Next part of the Mishnah. Chal yom kippur miyom Shabbos. Let's say yom kippur is in Shabbos. Then what did we say over there? What did we say? We said achalas mischalchus ha'erev. The Mishnah said. And they're given over in the evening time. The Chal Yosef Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah finished off. It says, "Sorry, Shayom Kippur Nechal Erev veHabavliim Ochel Masal Kishu Chaim Ivnei Shadai Tayafim, because they're fine with it." Okay, now says Gemara, Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Bavliim Heim Ela Alexandriim Him. They aren't Babylonians. They were Alexandrian. They were from Mitzrayim, right? Alexandria, Mitzrayim. Mitom Shes Sonim as Bavliim, because the Chum didn't like Bavliim. They hated them. Pretty intense. As says Chachmei Yisrael, as a Bavliim, Cornus Alexandrium, so osen minog ravtonos al shem Bavliim. They would eat in such a way. They were Alexandrians, but the rabbis didn't like Babylonians, so Cornus al shem Bavliim. They would call them Bavliim. Tanya Melech, who writes to support this, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Bavliim him Alexandrium him, when Metosh Hashanim says Bavliim, Cornus al shem Bavliim, Amel Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, when he heard this, who was from Bavel, he said, "Tanuach daitcha, your mind should be at ease, sheinach the daiti, because you have placed my mind at ease." He was relieved to hear that it was not his people who ate this type of way, even though they used his name, like Babylonians, really Alexandria people, so he felt better about the fact that it wasn't his family that was eating like that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.